You're listening to MySpiritRadio.com. Join the community, get involved, and share the wisdom. The Amanda Hart Show, in association with New Level Fitness. Energize your body, empower the soul, and awaken the mind. Call 079-200-4758 or visit www.newlevelfitness.com and start changing your world from within. Soul Searching with Amanda Hart.
Hi, and welcome back to the show. And of course, we'll still have the pleasure of speaking to Dr. Susan Anthony throughout this segment of the show, who's telling us all about her incredible transformation and how it's formed the basis of her teachings today. In this part of the show, I'd like to talk to Susie about her inspiration behind her latest projects. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
Now, firstly, I believe you're doing a one-day workshop in London called The Transformation with Hazel Courtney at the end of September. What's this event aimed at, and what was the inspiration behind this for you?
Thanks, Amanda. This is going to be a really amazing event. Hazel and I are going to be showing people how to remember who they really are, teaching people how to remember and become and maintain being their best selves. Ultimately, it's about fast-tracking spiritual growth with lots of energy mastery activations, a few intellectual presentations, but mainly transmissions of energy to open inner pathways which awaken the life force energy or kundalini. And Hazel expands on all of this by describing in simple terms how scientists and quantum physicists today can explain the science of miracles and enlightenment. So this is not to be missed, and a hint, the location of the event is just beyond the beyond. It's secret, though, until you receive your ticket.
Fantastic. Now, Hazel went through a similar transformation after a near-death experience like yourself, which created the path she's on today. And during the workshop, you'll be covering the deeper understanding of spiritual emergencies and healing crisis. For those who haven't really experienced any great spiritual opening, is this an opportunity perhaps for people to open the door, so to speak?
It certainly will open the doors and uplift people, fast-track people spiritually. It's a real attunement. Also, most people don't even realize what spiritual emergencies are, let alone that they exist. So we're going to be looking at depression, negative thought forms, entities, they do exist. It would be foolish to pretend they didn't. Transcending karma, opening to multisensory awareness, and also unexpected awakening of the serpent power, the kundalini, and tantric energies. It's going to be a fascinating workshop. It truly is.
So that's great. So what actual date is this workshop on?
Saturday, 30th of September, and you can phone my assistant Helen on 01749 679 900, and you can find out more.
Fantastic. Okay. Now, this leads me on to the event that you've organised in November, which is the Earth Alchemy Project. And that's this is in its second year, I believe. Now, this is an event about speakers and performers who've been especially chosen for their leading-edge contributions to society. What's the inspiration behind this event, Susie?
Well, it's about bridging the gap between science and spirituality, and there'll be leading lights in the fields of science, spirituality, accelerated learning and genius, the performing arts, politics, music, literature. And the inspiration behind the event is to access intuitive-based solutions to global climate crisis. And one of the great gurus I used to work with said, "Why worry when you can pray?" So that's my inspiration. And also leading people into a space that they can feel the fear, do it anyway, and find their own hero within.
Now, why do you feel it's important for people to attend this event, and what's the 2 days aimed at?
Well, actually, this year it's 2.5 days. We've got an extension. It's about creating awareness on global environmental issues and specifically climate crisis. And people tend to deny this is happening, and there's a very special kind of inertia around these fear-based issues. If people come and attend, they can break through the denials, overcome the inertia, and be part of the solution rather than part of the problem.
Now, you say that loss of connection to spirit ultimately disconnects us from the rest of the world. And when we live out of harmony with spirit, we're more liable to cause harm to ourselves, others and to our environment. Is this day ultimately to teach us how to reconnect or to get more interconnected? And is this all about taking responsibility for our personal well-being and that of our environment?
Amanda, exactly. That's a one-word reply, yes.
Yeah. Fantastic. I mean, I've been to the last Earth Alchemy event, and it's something that stood out in my mind, and I couldn't wait for the next one. So I think an annual event is too far apart. I wish you could do more of them. But you've got some incredible people lined up for the day. Now, who can we expect, and what sort of themes are likely to be addressed on the day?
Well, thank you. Thanks for your encouragement. The underlying theme, as I said, is identifying the hero within. It's about people who felt the fear and have done it anyway. This could take a while, this reply. There are so many people coming this year. To begin with, we're negotiating levels of participation at the event currently with ex-Vice President of America, Al Gore. In any case, we're showing his new documentary on climate crisis and inconvenient truth. And in a couple of weeks, we've got further meetings with Mr. Gore in America to discuss levels of participation, whether he comes in person, does a live teleconference link, or whatever. His film is receiving standing ovations all over the world. Lady Tracy Worcester's again coming back. She's going to be sharing her fair trade campaigns about how to stop globalization of businesses, where the banks get rich, the corporations get rich, and we suffer. Tim Freake is back. He's the Times top 10 best-selling author of The Jesus Mysteries, Daily Telegraph Book of the Year. And together with Ian Crane, he'll be looking at planetary shadow, lies, corruption from governments and traditional organized religions of the past, the present, and hopefully not the future. Hazel Courtney and Steve Langley are back again this year, expanding on their topics of science of miracles and all things highly alternative and complementary. I'll be there, as ever, with incredibly powerful energy transmissions, meditations to transform, heal, uplift, and hopefully inspire. Dr. Lana Israel is back, voted International Brain of the Year, Nobel Prize, Bursary Award winner. She'll be back teaching us mind mapping this time so that we can mind map our own psychological evolution to open up to spirit. A colleague of hers, Dr. Irvin Dardik, gold medal, award-winning cardiovascular surgeon, former founding chairman of the Olympic Sports Medicine Council, and leading USA science writer Roger Lewin will be there presenting on Dardik's new quantum theory, superwave resonance. And for all of those of you who still think aerobics and running is healthy, well, you'll think again. Two more heroes, Lee Jampolsky and Gary Young, who have both overcome incredible personal challenges. One of them was paralyzed and got up and walked. The other has overcome addiction, deafness, cancer, and autoimmune disease. Both of them have become multimillionaires with their own motivational businesses and healing businesses and inspire others. Tim Wheater's back with sensational sound healing music. And most importantly of all, you'll all be there. And that's the group energetic that's so important to help spread the word and empower our healing intentions.
So, Susie, it's a fantastic lineup, bringing some amazing and diverse subjects for awareness to share with all. And I just remember the amazing energy that was transmuted from the people that actually attended on the day. It was just something that we all took in our hearts away with us. And as I say, I'm very much looking forward to being a part of this year. Now, the event will also be supporting the newly developed Psalm Trust as well as other charities. What's this trust in aid of, Susie, and why was this first developed?
Well, it was developed to teach spiritual life skills to kids, and our aims are centered around raising awareness on environmental issues, promoting community spirit, and teaching kids to find their passion, follow their bliss, and really to instill authentic leadership skills to make a sustainable long-term difference in their lives, and building a foundation of spiritual values and an awareness of the bigger picture stuff, you know, that kind of stuff, yeah. All the stuff we didn't get at school.
Yeah, fantastic. Now, obviously from the success of last year's event, this year is already proving to be an outstanding experience with the people who are supporting this project. It's already grown, so how do you see this project developing in the future?
Well, I'm hoping to attract great media attention for the event this year and its aims, and if the audience grows significantly, we're definitely looking for another suitably aligned larger venue. And actually, I'm speaking to Tim Smith at the Egan Project in Cornwall to this end. Oh, sorry, Tim. I forgot. Tim may be speaking on sustainable environments at this year's event.
Excellent.
So I'm already planning, and I do have contingency plans for future growth and how to cope with this wonderful possibility. So thanks, Amanda, for giving me the opportunity to share about this growth potential and help build the vision.
Well, we'll definitely be down there, so you can count My Spirit Radio in.
Thank you.
Now, we're just going for our final break in the show, and when we return, we'll be talking to Susie about the bigger picture and the ancient teachings behind the work that she teaches.
The Amanda Hart Show, in association with New Level Fitness. Energize your body, empower the soul, and awaken the mind. Call 0792004758 or visit www.newlevelfitness.com and start changing your world from within. You're listening to MySpiritRadio.com.
I am always connected with the divine love in the universe.
Tired of the daily grind? Feeling dazed and confused? Or striding through life excited by the prospect of all things new? Wherever you are, we aim to shed some light. Kindred Spirit magazine is the publication for your well-being. The bi-monthly issues, beautifully designed and thoroughly researched, entertain, enlighten, and empower you on your journey. Find us in all good stockists or visit www.kindredspirit.co.uk. Kindred Spirit Magazine, leading the way in mind, body, and spirit.
Why not advertise your business here on My Spirit Radio? Simply give us a call to talk through your options on 01622 684 504 or email us at info@myspiritradio.com.